Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Tet. Let's start again quickly from the Mishnah and daf Yud Tet Amud Beit so we can remember what's going on. Masru Zikne Beit Din Lezikne Kuhna Ve'alu Lebeit Avkinas. The Zikne Beit Din, who had been training him in the Dinei of the Aveda all the time, handed him over to the Zikne of the Kuhuna. The Kuhuna, we're going to train him now in more of the actual logistics, the physical ways in which you have to do these things. They took it to Beit Avkinas, which is where the Ketoret, Avkinas' family we saw earlier, was in charge of making the Ketoret. And that was it, because the most problematic of the Avodas for him to learn was to do the Chafinas, the same. He needed to practice that. V'yishbi'u v'niftaru v'achuleh. They first all made him swear the presence there of the Ketoret, that he would not be Mishana, as we'll see in the Ketoret, to do the Avodah like the Tzedukim, and that he would follow their instructions. And then they left, and left him in the hands of the trainers of the Kohuna. V'omlu, ishi kohen gadol, anu shlochei beit din, v'ata shlochenu v'shliach beit din, mashbim anu alach v'mi sheshechen shmo v'bayit hazeh shelo tishaneh davar mikol asher amarnu lecha. Hu poresh u'bocheh, because they were choshedim, v'ein poshin u'bochin. Im haya chacham, doresh, v'im lav tamdei chachamim dorshim lefanav, v'im ragil likrot korei, v'im lav korim lefanav. So this is to keep the Kohen up, basically. We keep him involved in exciting things. If he can't read himself, we try to read him something exciting. So v'me korim lefanav, v'iov, Ezra, the Rayonim, Zechariah ben Kavutal, Omer, Va'amim Harbe Kariti Lefanav, B'Daniel.
Well, this is exactly
undoubtedly. Okay, so today's Gemara, Tana, why did they take up the Beit Avkinas? Because Avkinas was Osek all the time in the Ketoret, and therefore this was the best place, Lalamdo Chafina, to teach him the Chafina, which was very problematic, as we'll see. Omer, Papa, Shtei Leshakot Hayula Lekohen Gadol. Actually, there were two different places that Kohen Gadol had that was miyuchad for his use during this period. Hachat Lishkat Farhedrin. One was called Lishkat Farhedrin, one was called Lishkat Beit Avkinas. The truth is that it's not very clear which one was where. We would take a lot for granted. We know that Achat B'Tzafon V'Achat B'Darom, the only thing that's given is that one was on the northern side and one was on the southern side of the Azorah. How do I know that? Because if you analyze, basically, the following Mishnayot, let's take the Mishnah in Midot, Tetznan. Sheish Lishakot Ayuba Azara, Shalosh B'Tzafon V'Shalosh B'Darom. There were six different Lishakot for different purposes, not including now the Lishakot that we listed earlier that were in the Beit HaMoked, because the Beit HaMoked is for the Azara. That's a separate unit. We're talking about directly open to the Azara directly as a Lishka. And this included, let's take a look here at the pretty picture. We can get a nice sense of what this was look like. Okay, so Shevet Doron. We have now on the southern side the Lishkat HaMelach. Lishkat HaMelach is over here in the corner. Okay, and we have the Lishkat HaParva and the Lishkat HaMedichin. We'll see what they do in each one of these things in a moment. And then you'll notice on top there was a place for a mikveh, which we're about to get to. Okay, so here you are. This is now on the side of the Darom. Lishkat HaMelach, what were these things for? Lishkat HaMelach, Shama Yonadim Melach LeKorban, Lishkat HaParva, Shama Yomochin Orot Kadashim, and once we talk about Lishkat HaParva, I should tell you that Al Gaga Haita Beit Tefila LeKohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. There was also a special Beit Tefila that the Kohen Gadol could use for Yom Kippur on the top of the Beit HaParva. Now we'll see that there were two mikvaot that he needed. One had to be Banui Bechol. The reason it had to be Banui Bechol is because you're not allowed to go into the Azorah after sleeping using the bathroom before you go to the mikveh. So you couldn't actually go into the Azorah. However, the one on Yom HaKippurim, which was used for every transition between Bigdei Lavan and Bigdei Zahav, Bedavka had to be in Bekodesh. All of his tefillas were Bekodesh except for the early morning tefillah. So this was... a very good question. Rabbi Barnea asks, if the Gagot were Lonit Kadashu, so what good does it have to have a Beit HaTfilah that's supposed to be B'Kodesh that's built supposedly in a Lishka that's in the Mokom Kodesh, but the Gagot were in Kodesh, so anyway, it's B'Chol. Excellent question. It's a question actually that the Ravid asks on the Mishnah there in his Pirush, and he gives a fascinating answer. Fascinating. He says that when we say Gagot lo nitkadashu, it only is a reference to the original Gagot that were there at the time that they built the Beit HaMikdash, and they weren't Mekadosh, the Gagot. Anything else, all the air sprays, is Mekudash Mekudashat HaZarah, because the Kudashat HaZarah goes up. It isn't just then on the ground. So if you subsequently build something that has a roof over the Avir HaZarah that was, it remains Kodesh, again, un-Kodesh. That's the answer. Others learned that Lishkat Beit HaParva actually was even with the Gag of the Lishkat Beit HaParva, was even with the surface of the HaZarah's floor. And anything even with the surface was Kodesh B'Kedushat HaZarah. But I would suspect they didn't see the right of it. Doesn't give that shot. But it's interesting. Yeah, of course it had to be Mekadosh. Sure, it's the whole ceremony that the Mishnah goes through. So, all right, so continuing. So far we haven't spoken about Kohen Gadol at all, right? We know that there's a Beit HaTfilah of Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. Lishkat ha-medichin, and what was that for? Shamayom medichin kirvei kodashim, u'misham misiba olah lagag beit ha-parva. Lishkat ha-medichin, which was over here on the side, in picture 44 here, there was a stair, besides the fact that it was used for washing out the kravayim. That was, yes, wait a second, I thought that's what the shulchanot were. We said the shulchanot were outdoors. What is this now? Why is there a separate bayit for medichin? And he answers that the shulchanot that were out in the open were only used for the meat. But to wash out the innards is disgusting. You don't have that outside. It's a special place with sewerage and so on where it could be sprayed off, and they would then clean out all of the dirt that was inside. But that wasn't done in the Azara, where it was exposed. So the Shulchanot was for meat. That's with Derech Kavod. Here there was also the stairway that went up to the Gag Beit HaParva, and then, this was on the side of the mikveh, and then on top, next to the stairwell, was the mikveh that was directly above the Beit HaParva. There were also Shalosh Leshakot Bitzafon, Lishkat HaEitz, Lishkat HaGola, and Lishkat HaGazit. Now let's take a look at the pictures to get that sense. So here we have, you see right here next to the Shulchanot, so we have the Lishkat HaGazit here in front, a rather strange representation, but anyway. And then you have the Lishkat HaGola, and what we're assuming is it's here it marks it as Lishkat HaFaradrim, but we don't know that. We only know that it's a Lishkat for the Kohen Gadol, as we'll see. This is where, says Rav Papa, this is how I know that there was definitely some place for the Kohen Gadol in a Lishka on the southern, on the northern side, because it says the Lishkat HaEitz. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I don't know what that was actually. Shachachti ma'atam mishamesha. I don't remember what that was for. So Abba Shaul said there, that was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, which was behind both Lishkat HaGazit and also Lishkat HaGolan. Lishkat HaGolan, we'll see, was a water supply, drinking water supply. And Gag Shloshtam Shava, and the roof of these three Lishakot was flat. In other words, you could walk directly across one to the other. Now, the Lishkat HaGola was called that because there was the Bor HaGola there. When they were oiled from the Gola, they dug down to get a fresh water source directly in the Azara. Now, the truth is, there was a Ma'ayan that opened up into the Mikveh, on the which was on the roof of the Beit HaParva. Which the whole discussion about the level of the Gag Beit HaParva is very much complicated by the fact that the Gemara takes into consideration elsewhere the water pressure that would be required to bring the water up to that height meant that the location where they were taking the water from, which was Einitin, had to be as high as the place of the mikveh. So it's not so poshut. We go through the cheshbon of how high that was. That's why we know the Beit HaMikdash was not the highest point. Because we took water from an higher point, it still went directly. It was pressured through underground passages to come up to this level, that the mikveh was mechubar directly to the Ma'ayan. But in any event, there they dug a bor. V'agargal notun alav. They had a little mechanism there to draw water out. U'misham speaking mayim l'chol ha'azarah. And that's what they used for fresh water. Lishkat HaGazit, despite the fact that they had water running through in the Amma for cleaning purposes, sewage purposes, they would block up and they would then use it to clean out the Azara. But for drinking purposes, they had the Bor HaGolah. And the Lishkat HaGazit, Sham HaYah Sanhedrin Shal Yisrael Yoshevet, and actually was in charge of the Kohanim, V'dana et HaKohanim, Umi Shenimtza Bo Psul. This was all basically the parsha that we read on Korach, on the Shabbos, talks about the way that the Kohanim are actually given over into the hands of Yisrael. So these Sanhedrin of Yisrael defines which Kohanim are suitable. Mishinim Tzabo Psul, a Kohen that was found unsuitable to work in the Beit HaMikdash, Ayalove Shechorim, Umitatev Shechorim, V'yatzava Halachlo. So he would dress up in black, cover his head, and go out. 100%. Hashma lo'aznacha tivrei picha. The fact that they threw him in jail, that's even better for wearing a black suit. Right, yeah. Right, that you can tie it today. Everybody is in a matzah of the Yetzirah. You better watch out. The man is here. What are you, a vulture? Right, that's right. No, right here. The president is away for a little while. He's doing Gavad HaMelech's route in Ein Gedi. Yeah, and you could say Chodesh Tov to everybody. Yeah. And now that everybody is here as well, and especially our South African contingent,
we can talk about.
Wait, just one moment. Today's first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is the yard site of Yehuda Tzvi Bar Rav Besha, and I would like to be makdish the learning, the Aliyas Nishmasa. Yeah.
To be able to sit here, we have to pay rent for this basement, which is 50 shekels a month for those who are here. For those who are taking material to export, learning overseas, they should make more than 50 grand.
50 grand is less. No. Okay. They got their own problems at the base of Medrash. So it says over here clearly that Abishol said, I'll tell you what the Lishkat Ha'etz was. It was the Lishkat Kohen Gadol. Okay, so now that we have the... Oh, I'm sorry, it was in the middle of the what the Kohen does if he's found to be Roy. Shalonim Tzabo Psula Yalovesh Levanim Mitatev Levanim Nichnasu Meshameshi Mechava Kohanim. So this proves now conclusively, says Rav Papa. This is the first part of my proof. I said Shtei Lishakot Achat B'Darom V'Achat B'Tzafon. Okay, so I've proven the fact that Achat B'Tzafon. No, because they had to be physically checked over. Of course, how do we know it doesn't have a moon? And the Achat B'Darom, now this Achat B'Darom is a continuation not of the Mishnah, but of Rav Papa's right. Shtei L'shakot Ayala Kohen Gadol. Achat B'Tzafon. Now we brought that whole Mishnah to go through all the L'shakot Shebidarom B'Tzafon just to prove that Achat B'Tzafon. Continues now Rav Papa. And Achat B'Darom. How do I know that there was also a Lishka for the Kohen Gadol on the south side, not only on the north side? Because now, and again we're doing our little contrapunctal analysis of Midas and Tamid, going back from one to the other, and between the two of them we managed to get a whole beautiful picture. So going now to Tamid, to Tznan, Shiv'a Sha'arim Ayuba Azara. They were talking about the Sha'arim, but meanwhile it's going to tell us about another Lishka that we didn't learn about yet. So there are seven gates, Shlosha B'Tzafon, V'Shlosha B'Darom, V'Achad B'Mizrach. So we had three on the two sides, Tzafon V'Darom, and of course we had the main gate coming in from the east, facing the Hecha. Shibidarom, Shar HaDelek, we've already seen it would be machnis through that the fuel. Shenilo Shar HaKorban, that was the shar in which we would bring the, actually earlier we called it the Shar HaBichorot, because over here we're talking about Kachim Kalim since it was on the southern side. And the normal Shar HaKorban was Kachim Kachim on the northern side, because the Mokam Shtit of Kachim Kachim was on the north, so we had the knees of the animals coming in from the north. So it makes more sense to change the gears here, as the Bach does, and call it the Shar HaBichorot like we had earlier. Certainly many Yersaot have that. Shlishi Lo Sha'ar Hamayim, the other one is called the Sha'ar Hamayim, where we brought in the water for Chag HaSukkot and reported on the Mizbeah. Shebe Mizrach, we have the famous gates of Niknor on the eastern side. Now, at the gates of Niknor, there were also two Lishakot, very interesting. Shtei Lishakot Hayusha, Achat B'Yimino, V'Achat B'Smolo. One of them was called Lishkat Pinchas HaMalvesh. He was the either the first one or the greatest one. We already saw that we called The for all generations, we called that particular job after the one who either began it or was the most noteworthy of them. We saw earlier in Shkolim. But Achat Lishkat Pinchas HaMalvesh, he used to take care of the big day kahuna, see to it that they were properly stored, cared for, fitted, and so on. V'Achat Lishkat Osei Chavitin, and the other was where they would make the chavitin for the Kohen Gadol, a carbon every day that was brought half in the morning, half in the evening. Shebitzafon Shar HaNitzotz. Then they had the Shar HaNitzotz and Kemin Achsadra Haya. Let's take a look at the picture here. Here is the Shar HaNitzotz from the outside. This is where it's coming in. It comes in from the Chel to the Shar HaNitzotz. From the inside, the Shar HaNitzotz was an Achsadra. So it had a porch extending in front. On top of the porch, there was an Aliyah. This is the Aliyah here that was built above it, above the pillars that support the porch, on lower corner. And that was the place, Aliyah Bnuya Lo Agaba, V'Shem HaKohanim Shomrim Milamala, V'Levim Milamata. This was the place where the Mishnah goes through 24, of course, where else? 24 places of Shmira, 24 Mishmores, 24 Matnes Kehuna, 24 Malos that the Kehuna is Niknes Bo, 24 Mekemes that HaKohanim Nikru Levim, et cetera, et cetera. Not to mention that the sun has its own watch, which is the Mishamshin, is the Shemesh. And just fit that into our 24 hours, too. And then we have the Shemrim Milamala, Rakani, Levim, Shemrim Milamata, Shelifnime Menu Hachel, and then you would go out from there to the Chel, and as you saw in the picture, Sheni Lo Shar HaKorban, Shlishi Lo Shar Beit HaMokein, oh, Betanya, Chamesh Tvilot Vasara Kiddushin, Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bo Bayom. So now the Beit HaMokein had a Beit HaTvilah for the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, which was Bakodesh, Al-Gag Beit HaParva. All of them were Bakodesh, except for the first one, Utz Mizo, Shaita Bechol Agab Shar HaMayim. The one that we're talking about over here, we're talking about the Shar HaMayim, was indeed made Bechol. And that is different, because that was the one that he had in the morning, and therefore he wasn't yet roy to walk into the Azara. V'Betzad Lishkato Hayata. Here is Araya. And that Beit HaTvilah was right next door to the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. Wow, okay, so here we have a Raya, as says Rav Papa, that there was also a Lishka. I don't know which one it was. I don't know what its name was, but certainly here we're talking about the Sharim on the south side, and here it says there was a place to Betayvel, and it says that this was the place which was next door to the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. So obviously this is another Lishka. Can't be referring, these are the Lishakot that were related to the Sharim, as opposed to the Lishakot we were talking about earlier, which were unrelated to Sharim. You would walk directly into them from the Azara. They don't register with the other list of the Lishakot. You were talking about Sharim, not the Lishakot. But meanwhile, we mentioned that there was also a Lishka for the Kohen Gadol, Betzad Doron. Now we have to figure out which is which. Here we see in our Mishnah that the second Lishka, after we woke up and we did the first things with him, apparently we took him to the place which was called the Beit Avtina. So that was his learning Lishka. That's where he did his work during the day and was given his education. Right? Now which one was which? Was the northern one the Beit Avtina's? The southern one was the Pyhedrin? Or vice versa? Rav Papa now wants to make a suggestion that he can figure out which one was which. At least, I can't prove it, but I think it's reasonable, says Rav Papa, to suggest. Lo Yadana, look, we do not know at this point or whether Lishkat Beit Avtinas was the one in the north and Lishkat Farhedrin was in the south. But I think, Mistava, that it's reasonable to say that Lishkat Farhedrin Bidorom Havoy, that the Lishkat Farhedrin was the one that we just discussed in the Dorom. Because in the Dorom where we have the Beit HaMayim, it's Bechol, correct? That's where the Kohen Gadol would go to the mikveh in the morning before coming into the Azara. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that the Lishkat Farhedrin, which is where he sleeps, he stays, that's in the southern side, because it should be next to the mikveh, right? My time, look, my figure is scheduled for the day. Maktim Bekoi gets up. Mesech at Raglav, he moves his bowels, then he has to go to the mikveh. Because anyone who moves his bowels has to go to the mikveh before entering the Azara. He was sleeping, obviously not in the Azara, not allowed to sit down in the Azara, so his lishka is put to a lechol, and it's not Bekodesh Bekedushat Azara. Fine. Goes to the bathroom, and then he's table. Then he goes into the Azara, cuts across over to the northern side, to the Lishkat Beit Avtinas, for his learning lesson. So, Gomer Chafina. And then he has to, of course, move into the Beit HaMikdash proper to do the Aveda that we said earlier. He does every day the Aveda, but certainly, and then he goes directly, does the various Avedas that we give him, the Aved Aveda Kula Yuma. Then the Bahare Pani, remember, towards the evening, we decided we're going to be Maza on him every day. We didn't want to be Maza on him for the Paradum in the morning, because that would be Matamian. So we were Maza him right before evening. Okay, where are we going to be Maza on him? Next to the Mikvah. Because the Mazaya will be Matamian. That was the Machlokas, the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanim. So if the Azaya is Matamian, and he's trying to make it work out of Filo, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. The Azaya is Matamian. So then he would go directly to the Mikvah, and he can go to bed at that point. The Mikvah's right next door to his bedroom. So it's great. He's got a jacuzzi and his ensuite Lishkat Farhedrin over here. Everything is wonderful. That makes a lot of sense, okay? But if you're gonna turn it around, so then go to bed. Benayef, they didn't allow TVs there, so he went to sleep. Now, if you're gonna turn around and try to tell me that Lemaisa was done the other way, let's try to figure out what he would have to do to make the other way work. Lishkat Farhedrin is now Bitzafon. Gets up in the morning. He's got to go to the mikveh. In order to get to the mikveh, he can't even cut through the Azara because he hasn't gone to the mikveh Bechol yet. Okay, so he takes a half an hour walk around the other side of the Azara from the outside. Comes in to get to the Chol mikveh. Right? Goes to the mikveh. This is wonderful. So Asi, let's take a look at his schedule. Yeah, but Lishkat Farhedrin Bitzafon. Makdim Mekoy. Okay, he wakes up. Meisach Raglav moves his bowels, has to walk around the Darom, go to the mikveh where he learns Chafina, goes to the Beit HaMikdash, does Avoda, now it's the night time, we're going to do the Hazoy on him. Lahare Panya, right before sunset, Madwale, he goes to the Darom again to go to the mikveh. Now, he's got to go back to the Tzafon in order to get to his Lishkat Farhedrin, if you're claiming it's a Tzafon. Now he's got to go back to the Tzafon, And then he goes to bed betzofen. By this point, he's exhausted from all of his walking around. So does that make sense? Should we put him to so much additional tircha for no reason? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Why not? It's a great idea. Put him to a lot of tircha. The more it's miserable, the better. Because if he was if it's a tzeduki, builds character. If it's a tzeduki, he'll say, how the heck with it? There's just too much tircha. Give it back to the Prushim. They're the only ones who can walk around like this all day. So you don't have to eat tzeduki and lifrush. Or, another thing is, you treat this guy like he's on top of the world and give him all the considerations. By the time Yom Kippur comes around, he's going to think he's hot stuff. That's the last thing we want for the Kohen Gadol, to think he's hot stuff. So therefore, let's, in fact, put him through the hoops over here. We don't want him to be getting stuck up. Because, I mean, let me ask you something. You got a brilliant conclusion, because it's got to be closer. I mean, nobody could come up with an even more intelligent idea. Put the Lishkat Fayadra next to the Lishkat Aftinas. Why does he have to walk at all? Wakes up, goes to the mikveh, en suite, moves next door into the Beit Aftinas, then goes into the Beis HaMikdash, comes back and goes to bed. So anyway, we're obviously not building this whole idea around not putting him to any trouble. So if you think it's not so bad to put him to trouble, why don't go all the way? So maybe we should do it the other way. Because if you don't think that there's an inyan, you know, we don't really care about which is putting him to trouble. Why can't we make one next to the other? Or for that matter, why can't we have one big lishka that has room for a bed and that has a place where he could sit on the table and learn the chafina and so on? Therefore, Rav Papa's mistavra is based on a lot of assumptions, but certainly there's a good reason to doubt his assumptions. Now the next thing that the Mishnah says is, Omrulo Ishika Ingadol, you are our Shliach, we are Shliach Bezden, and you're Shliach Bezden. Allah Maisa, this seems to be a problem, because I mentioned to you we were learning the Mishnah. There's a whole machlokas, here the Gemara doesn't really go into it. There's a whole machlokas in the Torah about whether the Kohanim are considered to be Shluchei Didan or the Shluchei Derachamon. Why is this again in the Dorim? In the Dorim, because if somebody is Madir Hana'a from a Kohen, so is that Kohen acting for him, or is that Kohen basically doing his job, has nothing to do with you? Okay, here the Gemara takes a shortcut. And I'll just ask, why is it we're taking a shortcut? We don't bring this logic up. Okay, but it's not really our sugya here. But it would seem to be that the Mishnah is openly stating a Kohen is a direct shliach of the one who's Mishaleach. Therefore, they can make him swear. That's the way we want you to do it. So, Leimetavit Yuftar Ravuna Berev Yoshua. Yomar Ravuna Berev Rav Yoshua. Hani Kohani Shaluchid Rachamananinu. The Kohanim are all God's agents, not your personal agent. Yamit Shaluchid Daninu. You're going to try to tell me that they are the equivalent of a personal agent in doing their carbon. How could you make a shliach to do something that you're legally incompetent to do? Doesn't make sense. You're going to point to him. You do the avodah of my korban. Be my agent. What do you mean, be your agent? You can't do it. How can you make an agent to do something you can't? Therefore, it must be that they are empowered by some other source than your empowerment as a shliach. We answer to a higher. Come on, guys. Okay, anyway, so does the Mishnah mean it? Not necessarily. Hafika Amrile. Mashpi'im anu alecha al da'atenu le'al da'at beit din. Doesn't mean that the avodah that you'll be doing is a shlichut. It means that the following shvua that we are going to make you swear is being done not the way you define it, but the way we define it. So it's al da'at rabim. It's how we define it, how beit din defines it. By the way, it's a whole very, very interesting discussion among all of the achronim, which is what's the point of making him swear? Since if he is a tzeduki, then you're asking him to swear to be mavat the mitzvah. The swear to be mavatala mitzvah doesn't count anyway. So therefore he'll say, okay, sure guys, of course. You got a gun to my head, I swear. And then he turns right around and does whatever he wants. There's been very many ingenious pirushim that have been said about this. Probably the cutest one is that the tzedukim have to accept the nature of shvua because that's beferish in the Torah. But the diak, that ein nishvoyim levatala sa mitzvahs, is a drasha. They're not the kabbalah. That's very cute. It's a chassad sefer. So they're caught, right, hung by their own petar, right there. But there's other very, very interesting approach. By the way, there's also a very interesting approach by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that the shvua is on the tzad that maybe he would entertain becoming a tzaduk.
What?
Huh? Ah, that maybe he would entertain becoming a tzeduki. Richie. Yeah. So no, that's just saying the equivalent of 1, 2, 3. So why does the shvua help? Because the shvua basically attaches you to some concern for truth. The idea of your becoming a tzeduki is based on lo taturu achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. So it's not really an intellectual process. You perceive it as an intellectual process. But in reality, it's a rationalization of what you want to do. So the Shvuah, therefore, is mechayev you to the truth. Very interesting, very Chazanishi kind of approach. And the truth, therefore, will prevent the rationalization. But another interesting approach is that we have no interest whatever in making the Shvuah have an impact on the Kohen. That's not the point. The point is that the Shvuah is essentially a Mesirat Moda'ah. It means that Klal Yisrael, through Beit Din, is basically saying, if you don't do it, then you are not our Shliach. Your avodah should not be acceptable. We're not making you the Kohen Gadol. The whole thing is Batel and Mevutal, and therefore you were never the Kohen Gadol in the first place. Now that's already something else, because that, first of all, yes, take into consideration. But one way or the other, we certainly do not want our representative to be coming into the Beit HaMikdash and doing the Avodat Yom Kippurim in a way that is a slap, kaviyachol, in the face of the Ma'ala on Yom Kippurim. So we are now declaring, you're not our Shliach unless, and therefore we remove from you the Minui, and you're not a Kohen Gadol. You stop going in there doing everything be Yisrael. Okay, do with that. Okay, do. We'd rather not have a Shliach when a Shliach does things wrong. Inachinani, so maybe at that point we take away the minui. Yeah. I mean, this is already achrei nisharet, but it's certainly an interesting approach because that's very much part of our concern here. He's coming in basically for us, for Yisrael. It's like we're bezdin shel Yisrael. All right, then continues the Mishnah, hu poreshu bocheh, why does he cry? Shechashtuhu tzeduki, because of the fact that anybody could even entertain the notion that he would be a tzeduki. Which is mashma, I mean, if this is the case, that there were certain Kohanim Gedolim that we wouldn't make swear. I mean, did we make Shimon HaTzadik swear every year? Maybe, but then that itself is something to cry about. Could be, but then... Right? Yeah. Vehim poshim ubochim, why? What's so terrible that they, I mean, all they're doing is their job? No. Dom Rav Yehoshua ben Levi kol achoshed b'ksherim lo ke b'gufo. Somebody who's choshed b'ksherim will be bitterly punished. Rambam learns this now. They were not crying because they're going to be punished. They're crying because they're chesed, someone who may be perfectly tamim. I mean, what to have to go through something like this, it's just, it's disgusting to treat a person like that. The Kokach Lama, why are we so concerned about this? Shelo yitakein mi bachutz v'yachnis. We don't want him to do the ketoret outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim first to get it smoking, and then bring it in kederach shatzdukim asim. Amazing, of course. There's only two places where we are completely focused on the tzedukim. The Paraduma and Yom HaKippurim. Again, the same interrelationship, right? Huh? Yeah, but to make takonas and the whole way we do it, that it should be all mesuvav around the tzedukim. The Omer, we just are befarsim it. We don't change the Seder HaAveda. Unbelievable. But also, it's also Pearson, but not Shinui. Tan Rabban, Maaseh b'tzeduki echad. There was once a story of a particular tzeduki, Sheitkin mi bachutz v'ichnis. He managed to get in there on Yom Kippur, and he did it all right, by doing it all wrong. So he took the Torah, and he had it smoking before, and then he walks in with it. Now note the complete parallel of this sugya to Rabbi Akiva at the moment that the Romans were coming to kill him. So it says over here that this tzeduki b'yitziyato haya sameach simcha gedolah. He comes out and he's overjoyed. So his father sees him. Paga bo aviv amar lo b'ni, but you had to risk your life for this. I mean, afa pishanu tzedukim mityarim anu min aprushim. You have a right to. It's a sakonis of fascists. These guys are vicious. You know, these religious guys. You got to be careful for them. I mean, they can really wipe you out. Amar lo, so he says, and if they do, kol yamai hayiti mitztayer al hamikra hazeh. My entire life, I waited for this moment. It says in the Torah, "I have to tell Hashem." Look, no, kibana neiraya lakaporet. Amarti, I said to myself, "Ah, mataya vola yadivi akemena, whatever it costs me, it's worth it that I should be zoche to be mekayim this mitzvah, even if it kills me." Hakshav shabola yadivi lo akemena. I finally get my big opportunity in life. I shouldn't be mekayim this mitzvah correctly. Amru, they say about this man that lo ayu yamim uatim, didn't take too long. At shemate, the guy dropped dead. Vutal bashba, they found him in a garbage dump. Vayu tolaim yotzim michotmo. There were worms crawling in and out of his nose. Rashi says his nose was the first thing that went in, holding the Torah. The mice, and obviously the nose remnants to the reach haktoret. It's a beautiful, beautiful that you're a mimer of Reb Chaim, my Rebbe, Reb Chaim. He says that famous mimer that he, famous mimer that he wrote. He wrote it up, but he used to say this over, and he would say it with tremendous emotion, that mesiras nefesh, to take you right to the garbage dump, takes you right to hell. It means absolutely nothing, mesiras nefesh. So on the contrary, the more mesiras nefesh the guy had, the more he was worried to be destroyed. He would always be mechaberet beautifully to the story of Amalek. Because where does Amalek come from? Amalek comes from a woman, Timna Haisapilegesh. So it says about Timna Haisapilegesh, Le'alifas Ben Esav, right? So what says the Gemara? The Lo Dover Reiko Bichem. What do we learn out from this thing? It says Achot Lotan Timna. What do I got to know who Achot Lotan Timna was? It sounds like a bunch of stupid tribal idiots. No. Because we know it says that Lotan was one of the Melachim. He was one of the chiefs. He was one of the Alufim. And his sister ends up being a mistress? The Eliphaz? It's crazy. Must teach us that she was willing to give up even the royalty of her own family and to be the lowest level mistress to be Medubak to the family of Avraham Avinu. Says so. He used to say, so what does this mesiras nefesh bring you? Well, Tera de la Amalek. Which is mamish the story. I mean, the greatest mesiras nefesh was the Nazis gave up the war in order to destroy the Jews. It's amazing. They used critical resources that could have made a difference in terms of winning the war. Then in order to be Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim, that's what they have.
Jumping into the back.
Unbelievable. Okay. Don't care.
Yeah. But don't we see the difference between voluntary mysterious status versus what happens when you're forced into a situation? You shouldn't put yourself into a
problem. Yeah, it's not, whatever. We're not going to learn out dinner from this guy. Yeah.
So like you said, last round.
Yes. I'm sure it was the last round. Maybe it was two rounds ago.
Somebody wants results, you give up.
Those somebody what?
Wants results, give up. Though they would be most inept. That's why the Tzuki would be.
Oh, that's the earlier Sugya.
On the earlier Sugya.
Yeah, so why wouldn't he be Maisha? Oh, that's a beautiful kasha. He's not a bad guy, this guy. So why, if the Tzuki is ready to be Maisha Nefesh, why is he going to give up just because he's running back and forth? So walk a half a mile a day. No big deal. And what's his brilliant turret, this guy?
All he wants is results. Give up.
All he wants is results.
Somebody wants results.
Somehow the Iker is Choser Ben
HaSefer.
You can be Moser Nefesh. But if you need the particular achievement and not the act, so then you can give up on your way there. Because if the achievement is within reach, fine. Fox. Yeah. No, you have to have Mesiras Nefesh because this is what you need to do. Not Mesiras Nefesh because you need to achieve something. And Mesiras Nefesh and the need to achieve something will not enable you to slug your way through the snow. The fact that you have to do what needs to be done, that gets you across every obstacle. Very nice. You should write this up.
The Nisoyon of the Kibshan Eish was less than life of fantasy. We'll die for the cause, but hope get fucked to live my whole life. That's slugging through the bigger thing.
Uh-huh.
How did this Tzuki live through people?
Oh, let's take a look at the next story. All right, you have to die on the spot. Yay, Shomrim. That's the trap. The Gemara is bringing out that this guy is the same Mesiras Nefesh as Rabbi Akiva. But look where it gets you. It's not the fact of the Mesiras Nefesh. It's what the Mesiras Nefesh is for. Nowadays, we tend to lionize somebody who has Mesiras Nefesh because the couch potato absolutely bourgeois absurdity of modern living says, wow, the guy cares about something. It's already a mile. You know, the fact that he cares about destroying the world, at least he cares. Oh, I care. He's sincere, exactly. So much for sincerity. Now, Yesh Omrim, others say that what really happened to this guy was that Be'itziyato Nigaf, he was destroyed on his way out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tani Rebbe Fiyak, mean, Kum Nishma Bazara, they heard a whoomp in the Azara. Because Bo Malach, Bechavto Apanav HaMalach had come and whacked him on his face, on his back, threw him on his face. So Nichlesu Echav HaKohanim, his brothers, the Kohanim, came in there. They found the mark of an egel between his shoulder blades. Which I always relate to the sugya later that says that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zorah was discovered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So where else would you expect to find the Kaf Regel egel except when he's being butted out? Beautiful.
Which his father would have been like early before he did it.
Like, it's a different. It could be different. You know, two things got confused. Some read it on this case. Omre b'zachaya ben kavutal matle Rav Chanan barav lechia barav kameder rav. We've had a number of places where the poor teachers of Rav's kids that Rav used to listen in to how they were teaching. Every time they taught him wrong, Rav would always get involved. So here was another one of these cases. Rav Chanan bar Rava was trying to teach Shchiyah bar Rav in front of Rav, and he said over this Mishnah to him as Zechariah ben Kaputal, which Rav did not like. Nah! Machvilav barove Kaputal! And Rav shows him with his hands. Meis, beis, beis. Why do you have to show him with his hand? Why don't you tell him? The name of my name, can he say Kavutal instead of Kaputal? No, he was a new Kriyat Shema. No, he couldn't tell him. It's like Yaakov, Avinu, and Yosef. Yes, the Gemara, but wait. If he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema, he's not allowed to make hand signals either. Ki hai gav na mishori, is a mutter to make hand signals in the middle of Kriyat Shema. The owner of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, HaKoreyat Shema, lo yirmoz be'inav, v'lo yikrotz b'siftotav, v'lo yoreh be'etzvotav, all types of little movements that are meant to indicate things. Use your eyes, you raise your eyes, or your lips, you make a sign of that. Or you take your fingers and you point on something, or you make a letter. Vitanya, more than that, Rebbe Elazar Chasma Oner, HaKoreyat Shema, somebody who does such a thing, he's reading Shema. Umramez Beinav, Umekaretz Besiftotav, Umar'eh Be'etzba'o. You see people doing this in shul, it's absolutely maddening. I love it, as if it's more mechubad, and it's more mechubad to sit there looking like a maniac, if it's playing charades while you're doing Kriyat Shema. So Allah Akatuv Omer, V'lo Ti Karata Yaakov. I don't know what you're saying, but sure don't have anything to do with me. You may be reading Karata, but it's not my Kriyat Shema. And anybody said, how could Rav do this? Lokasha, haba perek rishon, haba perek sheni. We know that the perek rishon, over there there's a chiyuv of al levavecha, we learned back in Brachot, so it has to be mechuvan, and therefore anything that shows that you're not being mechaben is a pegiya in the nature of the Shema. Shenkin, after that, it's not market. Ten rabban, v'dibarta bam, and it says v'dibarta bam, it means when you're reading Kriyat Shema, this is how Rashi learns, when you're reading Kriyat Shema, you should be speaking aloud so that you can hear what you're saying. But lo v'tfilah, when you're davening your tfilat halachash, your tfilat amidah, you should not be hearing what you're saying. So there's no dibur in tfilah. Another way of learning is v'dibarta bam, as Tosfos learns, you can be mafsik in Kriyat Shema, in the places where hafsaka is allowed, mipnei hakavod, mipnei hayirah, bein haprakim, and so on. But lo b'tfilah, you cannot be mafsik in tefillah because afilo nachash. What is that crawling up your leg there? Afilo nachash karuch halakevo. You're not allowed to respond in tefillah. That's another way of understanding it. Dibarta bam yesh l'cha reshut tedaber. You have the right to speak in divrei Torah. Velo b'dvarim acherim. You should not be wasting your time speaking nonsense. And v'dibarta bam, another pshat. Rebbe Acha omer v'dibarta bam aseotam tiva. Make these things your life. V'dibarta bam. That's what you're involved in. Don't have it just a thing you happen to say, but rather the things that you say are divrei Torah. Somebody who just speaks for no purpose is over on an asay, because this is the bar tabam. Bam velo bedvarim acherim. Best to keep your mouth shut. Right, the Tosfos answers that. He explains the different lashonos of keva. Keva, he says here, in the terms of tefillah, means lashon of without thinking about, just a burden that you have to get through. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, why do you say over be'aseh? You're even over on a lav. Because it says in Kohelet, kol hadvorim yegeim lo yuchal ish ledaber. Lo yuchal ish ledaber means you're not allowed to speak. So all dvorim betelim are metishin kochot shel adam as vidash on ledaber. There's nothing to talk about. Bikeshli namim. If the Kohen Gadol would start getting sleepy, if he would start getting sleepy, Pirchei Kuhuna makin lefanav be'etzpat zirada. So the Pirchei Kuhuna would give him a little bit of a, and that would wake him up. And then they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, amud v'afeg achat al haritzpa. Do us a little something on the floor there. It's nice and comfortable for your toesies. You keep him busy. Doesn't get a wink of sleep. My tzirada, what is the meaning of tzirada? It's the tzara, the next one to this. What is the this? I mean, we don't have the video on. So could you just tell us what the this was? This was the godel. So it's the tzara of the thumb. Now Rashi learns it means the one next to the thumb. So that you would. Which is strange, because when you actually snap your fingers, you're snapping it with the second finger, but against, it's the ama that hits the thumb and makes the sound. And here we get to a very fascinating question. So if that's the case, why does Rashi say that? And indeed, a lot of Rishonim say, Tzarata Dada means the one that will be banging against the Gona. So the Tzarata will then be the Amma, not the Etzma. But others learn that there's a problem over here, which is Hashema Askol on Yom Kippur. Because you're not allowed to play a musical instrument. We know that it's not playing musical instruments, we also are clapping and the, you know, the various things that you do to make a noise. In which case, this should be usher. Therefore, maybe Rashi says it's Sarata the Da, that it has to be done with a Shinui. Others, Taina, Ein Zaren is about to explain. Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. Thank you. It's a good thing we had it this time together. So others say, what about Ein Shvut B'Mikdash? Which is obviously what the others are. There's a number of different approaches. Some say that they were only gozer on the more musical kind of things, like, you know, banging, rhythm, you know, dancing, and so on, which a lot of people unfortunately do on Shabbos. But, so those were the Yisurim. Some of those things even became mitzvahs, as you know. Now you have to dance on Shabbos, even though it's an Yisur Gomer. And it's amazing. So, I mean, that's part of your spirituality, is to make sure you don't keep it in my bonus. Speaking of Etzpat Sarada, what is it, Sarah? That's a gizera, so you'll end up being the Takei musical industry.
And whistling?
So, always bad.
Does whistling work? Always bad?
Always bad.
Springs and shaving?
Yeah.
And we
love that? Absolutely.
Mamish?
Sure. Cheap things bring in shame.
You're going to say that about my father? Please be careful where you're going. So you can whistle off.
So
I'm not really
going to whistle. It's not nice.
It's
nice.
It's not
nice. It's not nice. Okay, let's go. No, this goes beyond. Anyway, so the shaila is whether they were gozer bichlal on snapping, or maybe they were only gozer on snapping and a musical snapping. So if you're doing it with a rhythmic, so maybe it would be usher. Or if lamaisa there is a gezera, then maybe there's no shvus b'mikdash. But we already saw certain shvusim that are avoidable. If we've done in other ways, they were gozer b'mikdash. Not a general thing that there's never ever shvus b'mikdash. Fine. Okay, but it's interesting that maybe that's what lies behind the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. When it says achat, achat al ritzvah, Omer Rav Yitzchak, don't read that achat. It's achadet. Show us something new, man. They want to really get him going. What was that? They told him ach ve'kida. Show us how you do kida. Now, to show you how you do kida, I mean, I think your exercise session is bad. When you do kida, you got to bend down, be able to kiss the floor with your lips, and then pop yourself up without using your hands. Gee, just a thumb. Yeah, it's tough. Levy basically got his back permanently out of position by doing that. So anyway, they asked him to do that. If he could do that, easing on the bed. So that's what they were saying, show us chadet. Show us something new. We did not use musical instruments, which would be the marker of saying over here that we were gozer even there in the Mikdash. What did we sing to him? All of this stuff that we were doing for the past 7 days is garbage. If God is not the one who builds the house, all of this work is for nothing. In other words, you have to have your mind mechuvin klapei mala. It's interesting that the Me'ashiloh Kidarko says that this. I mean, it seems to be a wild kind of concern over here. Afraid he'll go to sleep for 1 second and it'll be Rea Kerry. I mean, what are you talking about? So the thing here is that Kerry, in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, is having your mind somewhere else for a moment. In Telechi mi Kerry. So you live a life of Mikra. Somebody's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, but go to sleep. Le'el Yom HaKippurim. That's his preparation. That is Kerry. So therefore, the constant Asek, which is why this is what we're saying, Yim Hashem Lo Yim Nebayit, that is, his mind has to be double Klamala at all times. In order not to sleep. Mikirei Yerushalayim, and the Chashuvim in Yerushalayim, who lived in the old city. So what did they do? They stayed up all night long too. Lo Yishenim Kol HaLayla. Kedei Shishma Kohen Gadol Kol HaVara. They wanted him to hear, like in the Rova today. You never get to sleep in the Rova. There's always a Kol HaVara outdoors. Velote Sheinach HaTavto. So you shouldn't fall asleep thinking it's the night time. What? Yes. Tanya. They used to do this in the Gvulin also, you know. So they had the idea, we'll stay up all night, except of course we know what happens. The girls and the boys get together and so on. It becomes a vast social scene, all the Shem Shamayim. And so they tried it, Alashayot Chotin. It ended up basically as a free-for-all. Oh, I know what they're talking about. Targuma Nardah, that was Nardah, that was the famous Leil Yom Kippur Narda, sort of like Leil Shavuos, now it's already become Leil Yom Kippur Narda, it's the same thing.
Tisha B'Av,
yeah, the whole, three nights a year. The Omer Le Eliyahu Le Rav Yehuda, Chodor of Salah Hasida. Eliyahu Navi once came to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Salah Hasida, and he was fuming. He said to him, you know, you guys are always complaining, Amayla Wazim Mashiach. How come Mashiach isn't here already? We're such good Sadiq, and it's Yom Kippur, and the Kapora and all of our Avinas. How come he doesn't show up? Well, in the Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur right now. The evil come of Betulta Ben Arda. What do you think they've been busy doing all night? All the boys are sleeping with these girls, the Petulot. So Rav Yehuda was pretty upset. He said, good heavens, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? What did he hear? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Omar. Omar, hey, he said, the Petach Hatas Ravetz. You know, whatever, what do you expect with the four people? They're born with the Yetzirah in them. What do you mean? I understand. And what's the Sultan say? I mean, he must have a lot to say. Omar, no, the Sultan's got nothing to say. Sultan, b'yom de kippur, unless they reshus of his student. On Yom Kippur, the Sultan can't say anything. Mimai. Omar, Rami Bar Chama.
He smiles.
HaSatan. If you add up HaSatan b'gematria, it turns out to be 364. Right? Now, 364 days out of the year, the Satan's got Rishus to be the Satan. But Yom Kippur, Letlai Rishut Alistune, he's not the Satan one day out of the year. He's got nothing to say. No, no Rishus to come in. In his job as the Yetzer Hara, he's working. But his job to be Mastin, the devil made me do it.
Very
good. Right. Interesting remez over here. Some of the Mefarshim bring. We're dashing ha-satan, but the hey isn't really part of the word satan. So what are these five additional days here? Remember saying that?
No.
It's the 5 days between Yom Kippurim and Sukkot as well. But they would say that it's Rishon La'avonos, so there's a hay that's really not part of it, because those days are also not. It's cute remez. Okay, it's a long daf. Tana Lalanda Kafina Amrif Papi. Amr Papa, Shtelashakoto Yulakoing Rakasishkas Fayajin Rakasishkas Mesaftinas, one of which was Bitsof and one of which was Bedorim. How do I know? Akar Bitsofon Titsan Sheshl Shakota Yusham Bazar, Shalosh Bitsofon Vishalosh Bedorom, Shibidorom, Lishkata Melach, Lishkata Parva, Lishkata Medichin, Lishkata Melach, Shama Yunotim Melach the Korban, Lishkata Parva, Sham Yavakin Orot Kachim, the Agaga, Ita Beit Vila, the Kangadovia Makipurim, Lishkata Madichin, Shama Yomedichin, Kerve Kodashim, and Misham Sibola, the Gag Beta Parva. Sholosh Bitsafon, Lishkata Eitz, Lishkata Gola, Lishkata Gazit, Lishkata Eitz, Abraham Zmiak Shakhti Maita Mashamesh, Abashulamer was Lishkat Kangadov, which was Achoreshtein, and Gag Shostan Shava. Lishkata Gola was the place where there was the Bor Hagola for water, Agal Natunala, Misham speaking Maim. Lishkata Gazit, Shamaya Sanhedrin, Yisro Yoshevet, Vidana Takanim, Mishnim Tzabu Psula Yalaveshkarim, Mitatev Shkarim, Yatzava Lakla, Shalonim Tzabu Psula Yalavesh Levanim, Mitatev Levanim, Vinichnas Mishamesh, Imechavakan. Achat Bidaron, Ditnan, Shiva Sharim Ayuba Azara, Shalosha Bitsafon, Shalosha Bidaron, Echat Bimizra, Shibidaron Shara Hadelek, Sheni Lo Shara Korban, Shara Bechorot, Shlishi Lo Shara Mai, Shibimizra, Shar Nikno, Shtev Shakota Yusha, Achat Bino, Achat Bismano, Achat Shkat. Which was a bin of Sadrahaya, Aliyab and Yalo Agabal, Shamakonim Shomim Lamala Vim Lamata, Lashilfim Menachel, Shani Lo Shara Korban, Shlishi Lo Shar Beitamoke, Betania Hamesh Tvilot Vasraki Dushin, Tovel Kohen Gadol, Umbekadesh Boba Yom every time he changes his clothes, the Kulam Bakodesh Agag Beta Parva, Chutzvizo Shaita Bechola Gavishara Mai. Which wasn't built in the Kedushas Azora, and it was next to his Lishka. So obviously, it was another Lishka Bitzad Darom. Now, Lo Yadana Lishkat Vayedrin Shabitzafon Lishkat Beit Avtinas Bedarom, or maybe it's the other way around. Lishkat Beit Avtinas Bitzafon Lishkat Vayedrin Bedarom. Mistaver the Lishkat Vayedrin Bedarom. Why? Because the Seder Ayom makes much more sense that way. Makdim Koy Mesechet Raglav. Then he goes to the Mikvah, which is Bechol. Tovil Izozil Itzof, and there is Gomer Chafina goes to Beit Amigash Ovid Avodah Kula Yoma. Towards the evening, we go and we bring the Parah Adumei, Parah Aduma, Madalei, Hodor Ozul Adorom, the Tovil again over there, Vinaya. Because he Amrit Lishkat Fayedrin, but it's a fun, so he got a crazy schedule. Makdim Vekoy, Mesech Raglov, goes all the way around, comes to Dorom, is Tovil. Gomer Chafina, goes into the Beis HaMikdash, does Avodah. Then in the evening, he's got to go now to do his next Tfilah. So Madalei, Hodor Ozul Adorom again, all the way on the other side. Tovel, now he's going to go all the way back to the Tzofon to go to sleep. It's crazy. Mitarch v'tchina kulehai. Says Gemara, lama lama tchina like tvei, on the contrary. The more you tire him out, the better. The tzeduki ulifresh. Inami shalot tzuach da'at olam. The lo tema achi. You could always not binul tavar ba'ari adoni, or for that matter, even have one with a built-in learning section. The Omer Lo Yishik Kohen Gadol Limit Abet Yuf Teruvin Abreid Revishon Amar Vin Abreid Revishon Ekan Shluch Rachmon Aninu Di Amar Shluch Didon Aninu Mi Yik Amiri Da'anan Lo Matzino Lo Mevet Vashluch Didon Matzi Avde. Not necessarily. אומר לו, היו ימים מועטים עד שמת והוטל בהשפעה, והיו תולעים יוצאים מחותמו, ויש אומרים ליציאתו ניגף. דתוני רבי חייא, כמין קול נשמע בעזרה שבו מלאך וחפתו על פניו, ונכנסו אחד הכהנים ומצאו ככף רגל עגל, בין כתפיו שם ורגליהם רגל ישרה, וכף רגליהם ככף רגל עגל. אומר רב זכריה בן קבוטל, מה אתה לראות חד ברוב לחייה ברב כמיד רב, אומר רב זכריה בן קבוטל, ומחווה לרב בידי, נו, קבוטל, ונעים עלי מימר, קורי את שמה הביקורי, כי אגב במישור יום רבייתו בשמוע ואמרת, הקורי את שמה לא ירבוז בין דיו ולא יקרוץ בספטותיו, ולא יורה באצבותיו, ותני רב לא זכס מאמר, הקורי את שמה אומר רבייז ביניו, ומקרץ בספטותיו, ומראה באצבעו, עליו הכתוב אומר, ולא אותי קראת יעקב, לא קשר, אבל בפרק ראשון, אבל בפרק שני. תני רבנו ודיברת בם בם, ולא בתפילה, ודיברתם בם בם, יש רשות לדבר ולא בדברים אחרים. רבי יעקב אומר, ודיברת בם, עשה אותם כבר, אל תעשה מראה. אומר רב, עסק שיחת חולין, עובר בעשה, שנאמר, ודיברת בם בם, ולא בדברים אחרים. רבי אחר יעקב אומר, עובר בלב, שנאמר, כל הדברים מגיעים לא יוכל איש לדבר. ביקש להתנמנם, הרחקו נמתים לפניו בעץ בצרודה, ואומרים לו, אישי כהן גדול עמוד, והפג אחת על הרצפה, ומעסיקין אותו עד שיגיע זמן השחיטה. מהי צרדה? אומר רבי יהודה, צרתה דדה. מהי? גודל. מאח ורבונה, ואז הוא קלה, וכל הבי רב, אני סקיפ את זה פרסט טיים. רבונה דיד את, ואני דיד סאצ' א גוד ג'אב, you can hear it across the entire בית המדרש. Poor. It's even with the loudspeaker. אומרים לו אישי כהן גדול הפג אחת על הרצפה, אומרים לו יצחק חדת, מהי? אומרים לו איך תקחידה, תידה. מעסיקין אותו עד שיגיע זמן השחיטה, תנא לא היה מסיקין אותו לא בנבל ולא בכינה ולא בפה. ומה היו אומרים? אם השם לא יבנה בית שווה אמרו בוא נבוא. יקירי ירושלים לא ישנים כל הלילה כדי שישבע כהן גדול כל עברה, ולא תשנה חוטפתו. תניא אבא שאול אומר, אף בגבולין היו עושים כן זכר למקדש, אלא שהיו חוטאים. אומר רבי אביתם רנח ביצע, I know what you're talking about. תרגום הנהרדו. דומר לאליהו לרב יהודה, אחוד רב סלח הסירה. You know, you guys always talk about, why isn't Mashiach here already? Oh, you know, you're in the Kippur, you have to come up to the Benardo. Oh, my Lord, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Omar. I mean, the Petah Chatat Rovei. Satan, my Omar, Satan, you're in the Kippur, let him shoot to his thing. Rabbi Baruch Hu, ha, Satan, be Gematria. Tzlat Mea B'Shitim V'Arba Havai. Tzlat Mea B'Shitim V'Arba. You may eat, let him shoot to his thing. You may eat, let him shoot to his thing.